So I decided to give him enough money for it. Was it an ounce? No, it was half. Yeah, enough money for a half. And he vanishes for 4 months. Finally returning with the money, and actually he gave me extra money. And he told me the story. This is an interesting story. He says that he went to the dealer's house, and in the dealer's house he hands him the money for the bag, but rather than give him the bag, the dealer decks him. So he's knocked unconscious. Dude gets cold, cocks him, and knocks him out. He's laid out unconscious. Laid out unconscious on the floor of the drug dealer's house. And immediately the drug dealer runs away. He's out the door and he runs away. So the drug dealer has run away from his own house, leaving Christian dude unconscious on the floor of the drug dealer's house. That makes a lot of sense logically, because, you know, it's always a good idea to knock someone unconscious and leave them in your home, because they won't be angry and they won't get any kind of revenge on your... They won't smash and grab anything or break and take. No break take for you if you do that, right? So, somehow the story don't seem like it's totally legit. In the past, he's come up with weed that just tastes so overwhelmingly like gasoline or cologne. It's literally unsmokable. It'll make you vomit. Literally make you sick. Make you puke. Good stuff. Always these stories. He never seems to tell the truth about stuff. Always has these lame excuses that are like so see-through. So ridiculous. Scripture. He seems to be getting worse. I'm starting to think that he's a schizophrenic, because he was telling me about how he's sick and tired of non-Christians trying to tell him about his own religion. They tell him, you should not be violent, you should turn the other cheek. He says they don't even know the next line of the Bible. Then he quotes it. You should turn the other cheek, and then their turban will catch on fire. Or something like that, and I'm like, their turbans will catch on fire? What? He says, this is in the Bible. Then he translates it. What this means is that if someone fucks with you, you don't turn your cheek, you kick their ass, you fuck them up, you catch their turban on fire. And turban on fire, turban on fire. Not only is that in the Bible, after the line, after turn the other cheek, but can't help but notice he threw the word turban because he hates Muslims and queers above all other things in the world. So, turban on fire. But he may have said something else though, because he mumbled very indistinctly. It sounded like, and their turbans shall catch on fire, or catch their turbans on fire. Something like that. Very strange. And yeah, I got this feeling like he really believed that was in the Bible, like he's schizophrenic and has his own hallucinatory Bible in his head, which tells him to rape women and burn turbans off people's heads. New World Order. He's a very strident believer in the Muslim one world religion. Muslim religion. He's terrified of it, scared, shitless of this New World Order. And especially terrified. We must never let the one world religion happen. And he came up with a brilliant solution to stop the one world religion. That is, if we force the entire world against its will to become Christian, then we will have defeated. There will never be a one world religion, because we just force Christianity on the whole world, you know, against the will of anybody who didn't want to be a Christian. Now everybody is forcibly made into the one world religion of Christianity, and we've successfully gotten rid of one world religion this way, somehow. Brilliant plan, Christian dude. I kind of hate stupidity and ignorant motherfuckers like that, I must admit. He's a special motherfucking case.
very special motherfucking case. But you know, every Christian I ever talk to believes in violence. Usually they quote the Jesus throwing the money changers out of the temple and getting violent and all that shit. But Jesus never hurt nobody in that passage of the Bible. He just wrecked a bunch of money changing equipment. Oh yes. Here's, almost forgot, the most disturbing and horrifying aspect of all. In one of my more benevolent moods when I came over, rather than my usual technique of just turning my back to him and staring at the computer and trying to ignore him for the most part, I asked him, have you ever cruised the web before? Because he's got his laptop computer he won from his job before he got laid off. Or whatever happened to him. Probably didn't get laid off. He could have been, but then again, it may have been some kind of a sex scandal. Sex scandal. So, I have a cellular modem, and he has his laptop over, so I plug it in there and install the drivers. And he's shown how to cruise the internet, which he's never apparently done before. An innocent, naive gesture on my part, it turns out, which I shall probably never repeat with anybody. And I don't know very well, because at first it was cool, he was looking at Rammstein videos on YouTube and stuff like that, no problem. But I noticed that he started just furiously typing at a keyboard, like he's just desperately trying to find something really quick, something very, very not allowed, something forbidden that he wouldn't want me to know that he is looking at. And what would he not want me to know he's looking at? Because I already had a bunch of porn I got off 4chan, like animated GIFs and stuff like that, that I'd given him, so it's not like he'd be secretly getting porn, because ordinary legal porn I actually hooked him up with. Which turned out to be kind of a nasty experience too, when he started asking me, "Guy pictures of guys nutting on girls' faces?" Like, don't tell me about your weird Christian dude fantasies. Anyway, so as I start getting suspicious and bad feeling, like this is something bad's going down with what he's typing into that, like maybe it's kiddie porn. So he's like he's on the couch. And behind him is the kitchen where the soda is, so I go over to get a soda. And he slams the laptop closed. Very fucking suspicious. Why would he slam the laptop closed? And turns out when he does that, it's kind of a pain in the ass for him because it shuts down the computer automatically, so the laptop is now just automatically shut down. But he still wants to cruise for whatever he's wanting, so he opens it back up and gets on the internet, and I just kind of hang out with him for a little bit, but he acts like he really don't want me there for some reason. Why would he not want me there? And he looks at some YouTube videos, and I go do something else, and it's the machine gun keys again. He's really looking for something, and I'm like, okay, well, I need to mode him back now. Get back. And very fucking suspicious at this point. Would he actually try to download kiddie porn on my fucking modem? Send my ass to fucking jail for his sick kinks? I suspect that he would. Strongly motherfucking suspect he'd sacrifice me like in a second to do that, because he's already talked about when he gets into this kink mode, he's out of control, quote unquote. He can't control himself because he's out of control. he can't control himself because he's out of control. He can't control himself because he's out of control.
The siren he's becoming for Christian dude. Maze is siren land. We hear his sirens every few minutes, constantly, all night. Anyway, situation makes itself much more obvious later on when hanging out at my place with some friends and he shows up. We're watching Something Weird videos. Something Weird videos are, it's kind of a cult exploitation film. A company has films from the 50s to 70s and nudie cuties and exploitation films, gore films, you name it, stuff like that. This particular one is a nudist colony one. Nudist colony double feature, and we're doing other stuff, but oftentimes I would play videos like this as kind of like eye candy with the volume all the way down whilst making music or whatever I happen to be doing, such is the case here. So after the two feature films, they're special features, I play all of them. One of the special features has a nudist camp with people of all ages, i.e. children, fully nude. And he makes the comment, "Oh, I see you're into children too." And I'm like, oh my god. I was right, he is a fucking child molesting piece of shit, or at least a pedophile, or whatever you want to call that shit. And I'm like, no, this is a fucking Something Weird video that happens to have this little sequence here. But no, he's absolutely sure that he's found a brother, a comrade. And so therefore, he starts begging me, coming over and begging me for not just, you know, not just porn, which he consumes like a junkie, but now he wants kiddie porn, begging me for kiddie porn, which I tell him, that's fucking sick, that's fucking illegal, why would I want to fucking go to jail and branded as a sexual predator for my entire life, for your kicks, not even for my own, but for your fucking kicks, fuck you, fuck that. He's like, okay, just one or two pictures then. Okay, just one or two pictures then. What a freak. You know, like I say, some people deserve to die. Some people should just be killed. But he says they can't control himself. A bullet in the face would control him. Not that I hate or anything. Interestingly, some of the really wild conspiracy theories he has, I hear other places. Like, for example, he came over one time, cop knock, cop knock, cop knock. I think he started doing a cop knock shortly after I... Originally, he'd always come over, it'd be dark, almost always, and comes over, it's dark. Silent little tap, 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 tap on my door, and he would kind of dodge over to the side. So I couldn't see him. So I couldn't fucking see him. I'd be like, what the fuck? I could kind of see him, but he'd be kind of hiding. He's not directly in front of the door. He's off to the side. In the shadows. And that was fucking creepy. Like, give me a vibe like he thought maybe if I knew who it was, I wouldn't answer the door, so he's gonna knock and kind of hide so that he can surprise me and, oh, it's me, and now I get to come in. And at some point, my dryer broke down, so I took my dryer and I put it up my front porch right where he likes to dodge after he knocks on the door, his hidey hole there, his little, you know, right in the car blind spot, equivalent of the blind spot when you're driving there is where he likes to stand, so now there's a dryer there, so when he knocks now, he has to be straight on at the door, But now an ox or cop knocks
and some kind of complaint about Obama. So before the election, when Obama was elected, he said, terrified, shaking, his hands were literally shaking with fright. So this guy's not just joking around, he believes these things. I think when some Republicans tell me these shit stories, they're actually lying, or at least half lying, wanting to believe, but he believes it all hook, line, and sinker, and scared as fuck. He says that if Barack Obama is elected president,
God is going to kill every single man, woman, and child in America, down to the last person.
And I laugh at him and say, yeah, why would that be? What would a particular offense would this be? He says, if elected, Barack Obama is going to legalize gay marriage and stop both wars the day he's inaugurated. And that's two things that God would never tolerate: homosexuality and peace. God will not tolerate peace. War on earth, good war towards men, I guess. Anyway, as a result, God's gonna kill every single one of us within 4 years, the first Obama term, unless Obama is re-elected. And here's where it really gets weird. So, if we re-elect Obama, God's gonna give us up to 4 more years. So, if we only have Obama for 1 to 4 years as president, depending on how soon God kills every single one of us, then he'll kill us within 4 years. But if we re-elect Obama, which is a thing that infuriated God so badly, he's going to kill us all. Even those who didn't vote for Obama, they failed to stop him from becoming president, so they deserve to die too under God's eyes. But if these same people that infuriated God by electing Obama, if they re-elect Obama, we get up to four bonus years of survival before God kills every single one of us. And, crazy story, sounds like schizophrenic bullshit, but I heard two people say it. Him and this guy at work, this teabagger guy at work, also said the same story, like it's a biblical truth. Biblical truth, conspiracy theory after conspiracy theory doesn't happen. And yet the next conspiracy theory they latch on to hold with all their love, with all their fear, and proselytize. Christians and conspiracy theorists are the two great proselytizers who must spread their belief system with everybody around them, must try so hard to convince everybody about these cabbages or out to get us theories that they have.